I'm Jean Hamilton, and I'm running for Orange County Commissioner, District 1. I am running because I want to use my skills as a PhD economist and a master's level social worker to serve the people of Orange County. I am trained in understanding the interconnectedness of issues. I'm trained in looking at the numbers, being able to look at evidence, to be able to follow results to make sure what we're doing is actually happening. And I will bring those skills to the county commissioners. I brought those skills when I was on the school board. The issue that really has driven my candidacy is the one about aging school buildings. I was appointed to the school board in 2019, and when I went before the county commissioners to talk about funding needs, I was surprised that there wasn't more of an understanding of the needs of the schools and that there wasn't a plan for the aging buildings. It's important to realize that aging buildings affect student performance and most likely to affect those students who have the least resources. And so that's an equity issue. In addition, we care about our climate. And we have old buildings that are inefficient, that we should focus on that. Finally, our public education system is a foundation of our democracy. It's really important for the economic health of our community. For all those reasons, focusing on school buildings is a priority. You know, we have sales tax that's been allocated to help with school facilities, and we should look to see if we need to reallocate that money toward dealing with our aging school facilities, as well as looking at wherever we're putting the money now, if that's efficient. So I will go through the budget and look at everything with that lens of an economist and make sure that we are using our resources wisely. I mean, an issue that's really important is affordable housing, right? If we want to make sure that folks can continue to live in this county, those with low incomes, we need to have affordable housing. And so I think that's another place where we have to look at a broad range of solutions based on the evidence, track our results. We had a bond issue of $5 million, and half of it's been spent, and we should look to see what we got for that money. The other half hasn't yet been spent. So I think that's where we need to look carefully at, like, what's the plan, and does it meet the needs of the community, and make sure community voices are in that discussion. I see a future where we all work together closely, respectfully, to solve these challenges. It is going to take everyone's effort in partnership, the county in partnership with the towns, with nonprofit sectors, with the private sector, because these are tough issues. And if we want to keep taxes down, then we need to find solutions outside of what we've been looking at now. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think that I will focus on the needs of the county and the responsibility of county commissioners to meet those needs. I will understand the interconnectedness of the challenges. I will map out a plan based on facts and with input from the community. I'll work respectfully and in partnership with other elected officials. I'll use taxpayers' money wisely, and I'll be transparent and accountable.